If you woken up this morning to the Dominion Post or to the front page, an extraordinary piece of news, an extraordinary story. What the bugs revealed, the evidence has been revealed in full. Some juicy tippers, check this out. Suspect tells another it'll be good to kill Pākehā to get trainees used to killing. Well, one person who came out and was quoted in the New Zealand Herald on the morning that this broke was Martin Bomber Bradbury, commentator, broadcaster, activist of some sorts, who, in his words, quoted, when this comes out, middle New Zealand will be shocked. Martin Bradbury's joined us now. Welcome to the show, Bomber.
Kia ora, Wallace. How you doing, my friend?
Good, thank you very much. Now, do you stand by those words that you said some weeks back?
Absolutely. Look, I think that, you know, I think that these accusations are going to make people very, very, very angry. You know, I don't think it necessarily needs to be middle New Zealand anymore. They're pretty extraordinary things.
Let's have a look at some of the quotes here. This is a bugged vehicle, September 16. I heard you talking about the napalm shit. Response from unknown man. I'll make someone bring some round next time. What have we got? I cut down all of my work right down. I'm only focusing to go to war and others. It's pretty extraordinary reading, really.
The thing to remember, of course, look, I mean, if you followed me around for 15 months and recorded everything I said, you know, you would probably have lots of situations where, oh, you know, that's a Friday night at my place, you know, listing off politicians I would kill. You know, so it's not so much just having to say it, it's also having the capacity. And in this situation where you've got people who are training to do these sorts of things, to ambush vehicles, to throw Molotov cocktails, to use semi-automatic weapons, it's the capacity connected with what someone has to say. And of course you don't want to be pulled up on every little thing that you've said, and you don't want to have the police having those kinds of powers to be able to bug you left, right, and centre. I mean, this is a democracy. None of us want that. But the suggestion so far has been from those who are supporting the Uruwera 17 or the Uruwera 16, depends if you're trying to distance yourself from Jamie Lockett or not. The point they've been pulling out is that this has been a complete police beat up, that it's a racist attack, that the police have got no grounds to do this whatsoever, that this is a example of a fascist police state. All of that, well, when you actually go through the evidence that they've got, You're left pretty cold. You know, there is a case to answer.
Here's another one, Bomber. Wait till bullets start going through people. I mean, what in your mind? What do you think that they were thinking? Why did they need to involve weapons?
Well, I mean, I think that what it shows is there are fractions of our society that have sort of dissolved from each other. That there has been a radicalization has been going on in New Zealand where people have gotten really, really angry. And look, there are plenty of things to be really, really angry about. You know, there are lots of social injustice that fire us all up. But the second, as a peace activist, as an activist in the social justice movement, the second you pick up a gun, you're no longer part of that movement. You know, it's a matter of principle. We fight this argument, or we fight this war with our ideas and with our words, and we take it to the street, and that's how you fight that in a democracy. You don't do it by picking up guns. And look at how the oppressor oppresses us in New Zealand with, you know, three yearly elections that have, you know, MMP elections the police use tasers. Now that's hardly a reason or a call to arms,
now,
is it?
Now, in terms of the media, this is an extraordinary thing that, in a way, the Don Post has done front page. This evidence revealed contempt of court, big time. What do you expect to happen from here?
Oh, the court has to. The court has to take them down for contempt of court. This is a complete and clear breach.
Is it in the public interest, do you think?
Well, and this is the argument. I think that is totally in the public interest. It actually required someone in the Fourth Estate to have the balls and the braveness to stand up and do this. I kind of think a little bit also that what's played into this is this year and last year when you had the Louise Nicholas case, and a lot of the media knew that Shipton and Sholem were in prison already for pack rape of an almost similar type of rape. And I think that there was a real discussion going on within media circles at that time in the
hierarchy.
Going, are we doing the right thing here? By actually being quiet, we're actually helping these buggers. And no one felt quite, I think everyone felt quite queasy about this.
Yeah.
And so when this situation came up, and you've got, you know, protesters claiming that it's just a police beat up, and then look, I'm not pro-police in any shape or form. I've been an active critic of the police for many years, but everything about this particular case just, it seemed very different from all of the other examples.
Martin Bomber, Bradbury, well, we'll see this interesting week. We'll see where it develops. And thanks for joining us on Kiwi.
Pleasure.